This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. South Korea says North Korea has fired an unidentified projectile into the sea. Seoul's Joint Chiefs of Staff says the launch was made off the North's eastern coast on Tuesday morning. It gave no further details. The launch came 3 days after North Korea said it was willing to resume talks with South Korea if certain conditions are met. Analysts said North Korea wants South Korea to play a role in winning relief from U.S.-led sanctions. Earlier this month, North Korea carried out its first ballistic and cruise missile tests in 6 months. On Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., the negotiations to fund the government continue. Republican senators have now blocked a bill to keep the U.S. government funded and allow borrowing. But Democrats determined to avoid a federal shutdown will likely try again. All this as Democrats also push forward on President Joe Biden's big domestic policy agenda. The fiscal year-end deadline to fund government operations past September 30th is up against the Democrats' desire to make progress on President Biden's $3.5 trillion federal government overhaul. Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer switched his vote to no, a procedural step to allow him to bring the measure back for consideration. He said that would happen this week. Witnesses say 37 people were killed in north-central Nigeria when assailants attacked a remote community in Kaduna State. The incident in the Karura local government area is the latest in a cycle of violence in the southern parts of Kaduna. Residents blame it on prolonged religious crisis between Fulani residents, who mostly reside in the northern part of the state.